Hello and welcome to Banter and Chill with your host, Inni Baby. Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Banter and Chill. I'll take it again. Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Banter and Chill podcast with your host, Inni. You probably already heard this in the intro, Sha, but I'll still tell you again. With your host, Inni Baby Girl. There's a reason why I'm saying Inni Baby Girl, and it's because of my guest. My guest, please introduce yourself.
Because right here, we got Inni Baby Boy.
So, something that happens like only once in a lifetime has happened. There are two Innis in a room. Greatness is overflowing in this place right now.
And we'll soon drop our album. Abby?
What's we'll go sing? Anyway, so welcome once again to another episode of the podcast. If this is your first time watching, listening, I want to say a very big welcome to you. You're definitely going to enjoy this episode and you're definitely gonna wanna come back for more. Now, if you're watching on any platform you're watching it on, please follow the podcast. If you're listening on, if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe, don't forget to like, don't forget to leave a comment, especially if you find my guest attractive. Don't forget to mention it in the comments. But today we're going to be opposites. So we're talking about 9 to 5 and being a creative. Now, I majorly do a 9 to 5.
Yeah.
And should we say my podcast is how I'm a creative as well?
I think being podcast is like being creative too. The way I even see creativity is quite different, because I don't think at any point you can be a creative anywhere. But I mean, 9 to 5 is more about working under an organization kind of stuff.
Yeah, so I work under a firm / company or organization. And he is a full-time creative, Abby.
Yeah,
he makes very amazing art.
Yeah, I'm a full-time visual artist.
I wish I could display some of them here for you, but I cannot. So we're supposed to talk about like 9 to 5 versus being a creative. Our focus is going to be like on money. Can a 9 to 5 make you rich, or should you diversify your portfolio to go and look for, maybe you hang green lights and put camera and start dancing on TikTok, shaking your waist so that you can make money?
That's great.
But that's basically what we're going to talk about. And I feel sorry for all 9 to 5ers out there, because I'm not going to adequately represent you guys. I don't like working, so I'm not going to stay here and defend you guys. Sorry, both of us are going to slander 9 to 5. And then 9 to 5ers can defend themselves later. I don't care. Maybe if you want your own episode, come and tell me. I'll bring you here and you will defend 9 to 5. But yeah, that's basically what this entire conversation is going to be about. So let's get into it.
Yeah.
All right, so welcome back, guys. Let's get into it. Before we cut the last video, Inni was asking me something very personal. For a reason, I'm afraid begin crying. Inni, please take the question again.
Okay, I asked whether she likes a 9 to 5.
Do I like my 9 to 5? The thing is, it's a very technical question. Why? Because what if my employer should see the video? No, so now I have to not lie before God and before man.
It's not that bad.
Do I want to keep working? No, but I don't think anybody does. What do I want to do? Go on a yacht in Dubai and shake my bum from morning till night. But apparently there's no way to make money off of doing that.
Who told you?
No, I can't do that professionally. I just want to do that like as a lifestyle. Not because, oh, I want to be shaking my bum from morning to night. If you tell me shake my bum from morning to night to get money, I will not get tired of shaking my bum.
Okay, so the problem is not the 9 to 5. The problem is the...
Is it the kind of 9 to 5?
It's the consistency of working time.
Funny enough, mine doesn't do that to me. I mean, today is Thursday. I'm not working.
Okay.
So I work with shifts. So sometimes you are free, sometimes you're not free. Regardless upon still, I know one work. That's the main, the cocoa of the conversation now. So back at you, Inni. Do you ever have a 9 to 5?
Yeah, I had a 9 to 5 once.
I can see the pain in your eyes thinking about it.
I think it wasn't about the 9 to 5. I think I would have had a better experience in a different place. It was about the place I was working. So whether you love your job or not, if you are working in that place, it will kill your dream. So I'm not going to mention, there's something not come out. Haunt me in my dreams, but
you can whisper it to me. I'll send the video to them.
But I think it's more about the place I was working at. But I know a couple of people that enjoy, that will prefer working 9 to 5s.
I'm not going to lie. To an extent, I like it because there's like, it's controlled. So you know that you follow an already set out like guidelines, timeline.
Yeah.
So I like that. I don't like the whole rowdiness of being an entrepreneur. And then everything is in your hands. Like if you're doing a 9 to 5, you know that okay, by 9 a.m. you're supposed to come to the office, supposed to do this, supposed to do that. Everything is not in your hands per se. So, but if you're running like a small business by yourself, everything is in your hands.
Yeah.
What if I scatter? Who put my future with my hands every day? Do like this. Talk more or less of an entire business. So to an extent, I do like it, but I've never actually made money from like a side hustle. Speaking about that, when will people start paying for this thing I'm doing?
Oh, when you get Bonaboy.
It's me that will pay Bonaboy.
No.
It's me that will pay Bonaboy. I'll not use him to sell, maybe like sell merch so people can buy. And then we'll start making money from the podcast. Don't worry. Banter and Chip podcast merch is coming. Anyway, okay. Before we go, I want to say a big shout out to my videographer, Veronica. She will not jump into the camera, but maybe I'll show her the end of the episode when we are doing outtakes. I'm gonna show her. But shout out to Veronica for staying behind the camera.
Our only light skinned.
But yeah, back to my question. What part of being a creative? Did you enjoy any part of your 9 to 5 first of all?
Yeah. It was it's something I was already doing. Like I studied architecture in school.
Okay.
So yeah, I love architecture and the good parts, I mean the amazing, the fun parts, but most of it was terrible, like I said, because of the company. But but I don't think right now I'll ever want to
go back to being an actor. So you enjoy being a creative that much? Like it's really the shit?
No, it's not really the shit. I think when it comes to like work, I think there might be even more work or being an entrepreneur. If you are talking about business as in being an entrepreneur, I think there's a lot more
work. There's a lot more work.
Yeah. So if you are running away from work, then you should stick to your 9 to 5. Because you know that you are going to the office by 9 o'clock and you are shutting down closing your laptop by 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
But being an entrepreneur, if you want money and your clients message you by 11 p.m, you have to answer that message. Of course. When my bank account is good, I don't even respond to message. But I mean, not that I need to answer that message when the coffee eats. So yeah, there are those parts of it, and yeah, but generally, of course, I'm doing something I love, and I don't even see it. I don't see it as work. So it's just part of my everyday life.
Anyways, Ini mentioned that thing with being an entrepreneur is if you're doing something you love. I think some 9 to 5ers enjoy their jobs because they're doing things that they love as well. Maybe if you enjoy creating content for social media, some people are actually making big money from just being like content creators on social media, and they're not doing it like freelancing or entrepreneur. They're like, is it probably their full-time job at a company or this other company? That's fine. People that don't have any passion, or the world keeps telling them that their passion does not make sense, like me, for example, I like to sleep. How do I monetize sleep?
9 to 5.
Make a sleep 9 to 5.
Maybe. But I mean, people that have passion, yes, then you have to be doing that.
Yeah, I actually have to find something that you don't is a bit bearable. It's a bit bearable. Yeah. If you don't have a passion, you don't have anything you like, or your passion is no. But the thing is this country, it's even like if you look at the climate, this country. I heard this weird ass job. Somebody is a baby name consultant. Now left for Yankee abroad, definitely use that one to do job. Imagine you tell your parents that put you through school that you want to be a baby name consultant in this country. Baby name don't finish. As the father, he has a name already. The mother has a name for their child. Grandparents have name for the child that is coming out. You now want to make a career out of being a baby name consultant. But I think like Nigeria doesn't really encourage some kind of profession. So you cannot really pursue your passion per se in this country like that. You need money to see finance your passion. It's not like some other countries that something can just happen and your passion is already recognized. Like that one that people do slapping Olympics. Who want to slap in Olympics for this country? Take they make money. It's not possible. Alright, so Ini, I feel like you already told us enough about your 9 to 5. I can already deduce that you did not like it at all. But let's talk about being a creative. What is your biggest pet peeve about being a creative?
Okay, pet peeve. I think it's a lot of stress.
Yeah.
A lot of stress. Then, what finances, funding. Which other?
I take that personal.
Funding is a lot because, I mean, you're on your own most of the time. And in Nigeria, there's one video I saw where one guy says, nobody in Nigeria is looking for grants. As you're not expecting grants from the government. And apart from, like I said, creative, it's also building a business, being an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
So funding for entrepreneurs in Nigeria is terrible. But you're not a visual artist. You're not even the visual arts in Nigeria. Oh, God. So that's what I did. But yeah, but slowly we are finding a way to sustain ourselves and it's all good. But I think funding, the stress, because
you're
basically working morning till morning. Everything you're doing, the creativity, you're doing emails, you're creating content. I swear, you're doing your logistics, you're doing, and all this with your money. Yeah. Money that you would just go to Bayrock and flex.
Only you managing director.
I think when you grow as a creative and grow your business, you can now pass to other people to handle. But for right now, in the business, that's stressful.
Well, for 9 to 5, I have multiple pet peeves with 9 to 5. As you guys have already deduced so far, I don't like working. But I think my biggest pet peeve about it is you have to show up.
Yeah.
Then you cannot say, okay, let me take a rain check today because today was terrible for me. You can't do that. Like, it's not how the, what's the word? What's that word? It's not how the corporate environment works, basically. You always have to, and even if maybe you're not feeling like it, maybe they don't break your heart. And like me, you're working in customer service. One customer just shout at you and I start crying on call. They was at least more shout, why shout? They make you cry. Meanwhile, it's something else. So you cannot really take rain checks. Or maybe if you're doing your business by yourself, if you're not feeling like it, like the podcast now, I'm not making money from it yet, but it's still considered under like the creative bracket. There's this time where I was supposed to put out an episode, I had never recorded it because I was not feeling like it. And I just let it slide. Like it just stayed until when I was ready, I recorded and then that one is fine. But say somebody is paying you salary, you now say let me let it slide. You slide away into unemployment. Into unemployment, you go and look for another person to hire you.
Oh,
but yeah, I think that's my biggest pet peeve about 9 to 5. Now, being a creative, I really heavily thought it, especially about the funding, because hey, money was supposed to be flex. Like you go, I go do 9 to 5, finish, just for the salary, enter podcasting. So yeah. Funding can sometimes be a problem when it comes to being a creative, and then sometimes maybe the niche you're in, you might not really have people who, should I say, do we curse? Shouldn't watch this podcast, so I cannot say fuck with, but you might not have people who.
I was going to ask if we could curse in this podcast because
I don't think I can curse. I don't curse, by the way.
But continue.
You might not really get like the traction you imagine, like you're going all out and you're buying this and you're buying that to make sure, oh my god, this, like, you visual artist, you're saying, oh my god, this particular one I'm about to do is going to bang, and then at the end of the day the attention you were hoping it to get, it doesn't come, and it can look like, oh, maybe it's a you thing, you're the problem, you're not doing well enough. Meanwhile, what you're doing is actually chef's kiss, is wonderful, but sometimes the response you expected from people, you don't get it, and that can be a downer sometimes.
Yeah,
but I keep pushing. So shout out to all the 5 people that used to listen. I keep pushing because of you guys. But and now let's talk about money. I said we're going to talk about money. Based on your experience between your 9 to 5 and your current career path as a visual artist?
Visual artist.
Which one pays more?
Oh, of course, Mike. Current visual artist. I didn't spend much time in my 9 to 5 to like compared to the time I spent being.
I want to look as far as I can even waste time inside working corporate work.
Nah. I realized that is not for me. Very. I think for my IT in school, I think that was like the worst time of my life. And it wasn't even okay. The company was not even bad, but waking up and going to work have somebody just they tell you what to do.
Is it pride? Is it that you have pride?
It's not
that
pride.
You cannot work for somebody.
No, that's not the point. I mean, when you're a creative, or you're still working for people.
Yeah.
But I think the experience is just different, and it was just tiring and draining. So I was like, fuck that. Okay, still should talk us.
I ain't talking about no be meal. I don't think I've had enough experience with money in the creative space to compare. So unlike any phase one, I don't have enough experience with like being a creative to say okay, being a creative pays more or 9 to 5 pays more. My 9 to 5 pays well. It pays me. And since I started working in the sense of the word, I've always been in like the corporate space, so I really can't say. Now I know that people make mad money from like the kind of content I'm creating and that you're watching for free. People, I'm sorry, I don't know, I'm sobbing you guys so much. I'm so sorry. But people make money from it. So I'm hoping to get to that point where I'm like making serious money from it. And then I'll just write, and I will resign. If my team lead, if you're watching this, if you're hearing this, I'm sorry, this is all for show. I'm not going to do like this, but I'm not going to resign. One day I'll just stop picking their cool. I will be their laptop back to their eyes. It's gone. I'm gone because my podcast is still paying me.
See the plan.
But I'm not, I promise I'm not going to say that. I'm not like that. But now let's ask the main Coco. Can the 9 to 5 make you rich?
Yeah. As it depends on your definition of rich. But I think I've seen some rich.
Rich people. Enough to live out the rest of my days in Dubai on a yacht shaking my ass.
I don't know about that. But rich enough to live comfortably and go to Dubai once in a while. But I mean, how many creatives or how many entrepreneurs go to Dubai and be shaking their bum?
That's their own. Everybody, all man for himself. Like, yeah, fight for yourself. Me, when I become rich like this, that's the best I'm going to do. People be thinking, I should just say, anything. People see me in Dubai, shake my bum bum. That's the best thing I'll do.
but I think 9 to 5, yeah. There are a lot of jobs, not just in Nigeria. Outside Nigeria, there are a lot of 9 to 5 that
and make recent times, from like post COVID-19, that was 2020, right? But since like 2020 till now, there has been like a shift in the corporate space to like more tech roles. So yeah, if you're steadfast, if you keep going, definitely. I feel like a 9 to 5 can make you rich, but the thing is, you have to work.
You have to be creative. You have to do a lot.
Even being a creative. See, let me just tell you the truth now. I'm representing 9 to 5 image, representing creative industry. You have to work. So I think me and people who don't want to work, we are now at a crossroads because we have not yet figured out how to cheat the system. Not work and still get money. Like you can't even say, okay, you want to go and scam people. You will still stay up at night. If you don't bring money, your HK boss go flog you. Say the whole of this year we'll never see anything from you.
I have no idea what HK is, but carry on.
For real?
Carry on.
I feel like you're lying. But like, so anything you want to do, even if you say I want to do prostitution, nasty work. So there is no way to actually cheat. Except you are the daughter of one politician that used to steal government money.
In fact, let's not go into all those sides. I think that's a whole
it's another podcast. I'm like, those are the only people that can just stay and not work and have like money. Did you get? Because they are rich kids born into money. So except you're born into money, or maybe you want uncle auntie somewhere died and left you plenty of money, which is very realistic. Or you pick up like 20 billion naira. No, $20 billion inside bush one day. There's really no other way to like get rich as you want without working. In some type of way, whether it's being a creative, whether it's having a 9 to 5, yeah. Meanwhile, another question. As a creative, did your 9 to 5 influence what you're doing now in any way?
I don't know. Yeah, I think so. Also, it was an architectural firm. So
okay.
Was a lot of
we are getting closer to identifying the company. Now we know it's an architecture firm.
Being on site, talking to clients on site and all that. But I think yes, I've influenced in some ways. I mean, getting to work with people, getting to work with other people, working with a team, leading workers. Yeah.
Have you always drawn
art?
Yeah.
I've always drawn
for as long as you can remember.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to, like, show a pattern here.
Something like me, basically started podcasting because I like talking.
Okay. I talk a lot. I talk with ears off sometimes. So I was like, okay, why not channel that into like take the mission far and wide. You know, there's a point in my life where I consider stand-up comedy. So this is like, what's that word? This is like the pilot. This is me testing if stand-up comedy will work for me. My 9-to-5 did not influence this in any way because I don't know how being a customer support specialist would translate into owning a podcast. Although, if you're my customer out there, if you're a customer who supports my company, you can listen to my podcast. Thank you. But yeah, my 9-to-5 did not influence what I'm doing in any way. Funny enough, I've always wanted to do it. When I even like signed up to like start the podcast, the brand, do you know that I found out that I had created an old account as far back as 2020? Yeah, and the name that was there before was the Do Better Podcast. I was like,
I even recorded
one small like intro, and I was like, what was I going through? But I feel like it was lockdown, everybody was bored, so maybe that was why. But funny how years later I now reconnected with podcasting.
You know the funny thing, I started my art business the same time during COVID.
Everybody, they found something to do with their self.
That's fair. Everybody was at home, so you have just slowly grown into this. I started my art business the same time.
All right. But I think basically we have talked about everything. Okay, no, let me know. Everyone tell them bye-bye. So in the next 1 minute, because you're creative and who knows who might be watching, I might be thinking, oh my God, only 5 people watch. But who knows? One of the 5 people could be Obama. So in 1 minute, just sell yourself to my people.
208-623-3555 for Zenith Bank. You have to cut.
Jesus.
You have to cut that out. My bad.
Jesus, I'm not cutting anything out. And I don't know why I never thought about that. Anyway, it's not like me, I'm begging for money. Nobody should send money to my own account number 225-470-390. It's any bank as well. Nobody should send and then say I was begging for money. We're not begging, but don't send. You can still send, I'll collect. Anyways, thank you. So, please don't listen to the videographer's own. Anyways. So Ini has sold himself in less than 1 minute to you guys, and I hope you guys buy what he's selling.
I swear.
But yeah, don't forget to like, subscribe, share the episode. If you're on YouTube, like I said, YouTube people, they always have the most work because you have to watch the video, you have to like the video, you have to comment on the video, you have to share the video. But people listening on like other listening platforms like Apple Podcasts, AudioMac, just have to listen and maybe leave a like somewhere. But as always, please share the podcast and then let me know what you think about it. You can slide into my DMs. Some of you are like back to back. They always tell me, oh, I thought you should change this. Or I think you can change that. Or I think you can improve on that. I love that. Thank you very much for doing that. So you can keep doing that as well. To my lovely Ini Phase 1, thank you for honoring my invite. Thank you. It was actually a chill episode. You know, you look reserved.
I'm quite reserved.
So I didn't think you would even talk this much. I was asking myself how
I'm
going to
surprised
do this.
I'm not sweating like fuck right now.
But it's good. Thank you very much for honoring my invite. And then I think that's the end. Did you watch? Okay, you said you didn't watch the episode with the former episode. You didn't watch it.
I don't listen to it. I didn't watch it.
You listened to it, but you see, did you hear the way I and the last guest we just synchronized the bye?
So
do we do like our own bye? Like, what are we going to say? Peace out? How good is our home? Okay, so we can just say bye. But anyways, thank you for listening. I love you guys as always. Until next time.
You can do Inis.
Okay, yeah. I love you. Until next time. Bye from the Inis.